Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Dina from Family First. How are you?
How you doing? And what's your name?
My name is Dina,
Dina.
D-I-N-A.
Hi, Dina.
Hi, I was just reaching out because it looks like we have the authorization in for you to begin working. The
Oh,
authorization,
awesome.
yes, it came in as of the 22nd of September. So I emailed you a link to our timesheet. The timesheet is basically an online form that you'd fill out stating the hours that you worked. If you did work from the 22nd, you can fill that out through today. Okay.
Okay.
Now you are approved for 49 hours a week. The week starts on Monday and ends on Sunday. So
Okay.
do you want to work every day of the week?
I gotta discuss with my client what type of hours we're gonna set up.
Okay. All right, if you want to make it even though, just so you know, it is 7 hours a day, or you can choose to just work the weekdays. So I'll call you back on that one. Is that all right?
You said you'll call me back and do what?
To discuss the schedule, or you can text me on this number once you figure out the schedule.
Oh, okay. So I just give you the hours and then
And then I'll
that's.
put it in the system, and then you'll be able to clock in and out based off that schedule.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Now, well, I know we're going to work out what the hours will be depending on, what she needs and stuff like that. And you said that if I want, I can just do the same amount of hours every day, or I could just do weekdays. Like, basically, we could set it up however, right?
Yes, basically you can make up your own schedule, but the schedule every week the schedule should look the same. Obviously, unless there's something going on, you can change it then. You just need to let us know. But we just need to write something down as a schedule to give to the
Oh,
insurance.
okay. Now, I was gonna say this, right? That was kind of my next question, but let's make sure I understand. If we set hours and like we decide to just change a little thing depending on like her appointments or her needs or something like that, you saying to just notify you guys, like I can keep clocking in and out, but notify you guys to let you know it's a change.
I sent you an email about
Okay,
10
let me
minutes
check.
ago. The email includes some basic payroll information as well as the link to the timesheet. And included in the email is contact information for your coordinator, Valeria. She has a direct number that you can call or text that, and if you have any changes in schedule, you would just let her know,
Got
preferably in
it.
advance.
Okay,
She'll
and
be
what?
reaching out to you sometime later today, but first we're just going to go over the schedule and make sure everything is set up with you.
Okay. Well, you're saying, let me see, you're saying just to get the hours down and stuff like that, I think that we would just be doing like weekday, early weekday. That's what I'm thinking that we would be doing. I just opened up your email. I see the timesheet, and you're saying I can use this. If I did do any hours between the 22nd and now.
Yes, you can, because the authorization is in from that day. The week
Okay.
ends on Sunday, so the remaining of the week, I would say as of tomorrow, you should have your clock in and out information from your coordinator when she calls you. If you don't worry about it, or if you feel uncomfortable using it, so far, you can still fill out the timesheet. Once you do feel comfortable using it, you'll be using the clocking in and out system only.
Okay, and what does that system entail? Like, how do you, like, what does it entail? How do you use it?
So you'll get further training with your coordinator, but in short, it's basically an app that you would download on your phone. And the app makes sure that when you clock in, you're at the patient's location, and when you clock out, you're at the patient's location. During your shift, you can leave with the patient if
Okay.
you have
Okay.
appointments.
Awesome.
Okay,
All right.
so I guess you can give me a call back on the schedule, or I can just write down something temporarily and you can change it.
Awesome. I was about to. That's what. That was my question. If I can write down something temporarily, and then
Yes,
we
you
can
can.
change it. Yeah, I'm gonna do weekday only with 49 hours.
Okay, so let's say the first, it doesn't come out exactly even, but I would say 9 hours for the first 3 days. 9 times 3, that makes 27. Just trying to do the math here. Okay, so you can do, should we start off 9 hours the first 3 days and 11 the last two? Or we can do
That's fine. Yeah, it's fine since
9,
it's your
10,
day.
10, 10, just for now.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll do 9 hours Monday and then 10 Tuesday, day Thursday, and Friday. Oh, wait, that
Yeah.
might be too much.
Let me get my pen and write it down
Oh,
too.
yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Let me write it down.
So for now, we'll put in Monday 9 hours, Tuesday through Friday 10 hours.
Yeah, let's do that. And
And
did
what
you
time are you usually able to clock in the morning or afternoon?
I'm thinking like 7 a.m.
Yeah. Okay. All right, and you can further discuss this once you get a call from Valeria later this later today. You can save her number in your phone so you know who to recognize. It's in the email.
Oh.
Yep.
Awesome. Let me check the email. Okay, I do see it. Now I let me save the number, but I want to get the correct spelling of her name as well. Oh, it's here. I see her name. I just saw
Okay,
Courtney.
great.
I didn't see her name. All right,
All right,
hold
and I
on.
will be sending you just one more email. That is your login credentials to ExcelForce. ExcelForce is the website that we use where you can view your pay stubs at the end of the week. Payday is Friday, so you'll usually get your pay stubs in by Thursday. And you can also see your W-2s there at the end of the year. So when you have a chance, you can log in. It's not urgent. And that information will come to you within the next 5 minutes, I would say.
Awesome. Now, question. You said payday is Friday, like this Friday?
Every week you get paid for the previous week that you work. So the
Okay.
first Friday you won't get to see a paycheck, but every Friday following that you will.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So at this agency, everybody gets paid every Friday.
That's correct.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay,
Every
so.
Friday. And I just want to make sure I understand what you share with
Sure.
me. And you mentioned that I'll be able to say I'll be able to see the pay stub on Thursday.
Yes.
All right. And then the hours, I'm writing that down too. I had to get a pen and a paper. So we have for Monday, we said 9 hours, right? Okay, Monday 9 hours, and then Tuesday and Wednesday 10 hours.
Tuesday through Friday,
No,
ten
the rest
hours.
of it, yeah.
Yes.
There we go. All right, 10 hours, that's the 49. And then I'm gonna talk to, well, I think Valeria is gonna call me later, right? All
And if you have any questions before then, you can reach out to her. She'll be in the office. If she
right.
doesn't
Okay.
respond, you can give me a call and I'll try to connect you to her.
Awesome. And for the time sheet for the days that I've worked since the 20, the hours that I worked since the 22nd, when is that due?
So the time sheets are always due Monday at noon for it's written in the email that just so you can
Okay.
remember it. Basically the Monday of the week the following week that you work. So in this case coming Monday, your time sheet would be due.
Got it. Okay. Time sheet due Monday at 12. And I see it here now that you mentioned it. All right. Is there anything else that I need to know that's important, Dina?
No, that's basically it. Your coordinator will answer any questions that you have along the way. Obviously, as you begin working, usually you'll come up with some questions. If you'd like, I can
Okay.
email you a handbook, an employee handbook, just so you can look it over if you do have any questions.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome, the employee handbook.
Okay, so I'll send that over in another email. It's just a PDF file you can look through. And yeah,
Awesome.
you should be good to go.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your assistance today, and thank you for helping me get set up and explaining things to me. Have a great day.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.